Welcome back to this Friday, slightly snowy edition of Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Very glad you're with us. And joining me now in the studio is 17-year-old Yunhong Kwang. He's the winner of the 2016 Yale Gordon Concerto Competition at the Peabody Conservatory here in Baltimore. Kwang is a native of Chengdu, China. At the age of 15, he was accepted into the Peabody Institute, where he is a student of the great guitar master Manuel Barreco. Already in his young career, he's given nearly 100 concerts. He's going to give another one tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Yunhong Kwang, welcome to Midday. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
So you've been kind enough to bring your guitar and play us a few tunes. So let's jump right in and have you play. You're going to play a piece by Granados.
Yeah.
What's this piece called?
It's the number 4 dance from the 12 dances.
Okay, so it's a set of 12 dances. This is dance number 4. Yunhong Kwang playing live here in Studio A on Midday. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Just beautiful. Yunhong Kwan, he's a terrific classical guitarist, and he joins us here in Studio Way. By the way, I forgot to mention this is being streamed, thanks to our good friend Jamila Krempel, on Facebook Live. So come to the WYPR Facebook page, and you can see the amazing artistry of this young man, as well as hear it. It's so beautiful. You make the guitar sing so nicely. I mean, you know where the tune needs to be and how it needs to unfold. How many hours a day do you spend playing the guitar?
I think 6 hours a day.
6 hours a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to play a concert tomorrow at the Baltimore Museum of Art, which is sold out, by the way. So you'll play for, what, an hour, 90 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's like more than 70 minutes.
Yeah. And so 70 minutes of music. Have you played any of these pieces that you're going to play tomorrow? Have you played them before in public?
Yeah. I think most of them I played before.
Uh-huh. And do you think, for example, that beautiful dance by Granados, is that a piece that took you 2 weeks to learn, 2 months to learn, 2 years to learn? How long did it take you till you felt comfortable enough to perform it in public?
Well, I think I'm still learning this piece right now, because I think every time I'll find something and I can fix it. But I think maybe it took me more than a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You started playing when you were 9. What was it about the guitar? You're in Chengdu, China. What was it about the guitar that caught your fancy at the age of 9?
Actually, my father, he also plays guitar. And when I was very young, and I look at my father plays guitar, and I get so fascinated. And I asked him if he can teach me, and he teach me a little bit. Then I joined the competition, and after that, I went to Chengdu, where I studied with a professional professor, Xu.
And you have played a lot of competitions, and you've won a lot of competitions. When you play a competition concert, is it any different than playing a regular concert? Like, tomorrow's not a competition. There's not going to be any judges. Nobody's going to be holding up cards with, 8.6, 10.3. Do you go into it with a mindset that's at all different than when you're playing a regular gig?
Yeah, sure. I think there's a lot of difference. For example, I can totally join the music when I'm playing a concert. But when I play a competition, I have to think all the stuff, like I can't make a mistake here, and I have to do that, or all the stuff. I don't have to worry about it in concert.
Is it tough being away from home?
Yeah.
I bet it is. I mean, when was the last time you saw your mom and dad?
It's been 2 months, I think.
2 months? Yeah. So do they come over here sometimes to see you while you're here? Or do you get a chance to go back to China?
Yeah, I go back to China every time I have a chance.
Yeah.
Because for them to come here is kind of difficult because they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did you learn to speak such good English? You're terrific. You're beautifully bilingual. Perhaps you're trilingual. I don't even know.
Well, I studied English for a long time. Before I come to America, I studied for like 3 years. Yeah.
And studying English is one thing. Mm-hmm. Studying Western classical music is another thing.
Yeah.
Is it a different language? Is there a difference in the sort of premise of playing Western classical music, mm-hmm. people from Europe and America even, as opposed to playing people from Asia, Chinese music, as opposed to European music? It's a different musical language. Do you approach it any differently?
Yeah. So I think there is a lot of difference between the Western and the Eastern music. And I went to Germany for a couple of times, and I also want to study German just because of Bach. Yeah, because he's a German composer, and he write a lot of piece and opera. And Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you are a delightful young man and a fantastic artist. So thank you so much for coming. We're going to have you play some music for us as we go out here. But it's delightful to meet you, and best wishes for you in your career. Yuhan Kwan, he's the winner of the 2016 Yale Gordon Concerto competition at the Peabody Conservatory. Take my word for it, that's a big darn deal. He is 17 years old. He'll be performing tomorrow in a free concert at the Baltimore Museum of Art. It's part of the Shriver Hall concert series. That event is sold out. We'll have more information about other concerts on the Shriver Hall series on our website, wypr.org/midday. Lunch for our guests is provided today by Two Boots Pizza on West Mount Royal Avenue near MICA and the University of Baltimore and Central Baltimore. Two Boots offers creative and traditional New York pizzas with a New Orleans twist for on-site dining, catering, and for delivery. You can catch them online at twoboots.com. Coming up on the program Monday, a conversation with Washington Post reporter Wesley Lowery about his new book, They Can't Kill Us All, Ferguson, Baltimore, and a New Era in America's Racial Justice Movement. Hope you can join us for Midday Monday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Charlie Hines provides production assistance. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. Thanks again as well for your terrific support during our spring membership campaign. We really appreciate it. Now, some more beautiful music from Yuhan Kwan. Have a great weekend.